Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 75, Tempo Runs Explained. Welcome to the podcast for regular runners. I mean the guy or girl next door, your best friend, your daughter, and your dad. Whether you run a 3-hour marathon or a 45-minute 5K, I hope you'll find something here for you. I'm happy to have partnered with Audible Books to offer all of my listeners a free month. That means you'll receive a free audiobook and you can search among their 150,000 book library. Once you find the one that's just right for you, you'll enjoy it, I guarantee. It's a great thing to be able to double task or multitask while you're running. When I was still an English teacher, which now it's been quite a few years, but I've been a member of Audible for many years, I used to find myself feeling like I needed to do more reading to keep up with everything that was popular on the market at that time. But it was hard to have time for that and also have time for my running and my training. So what I would do is listen to many of the books on Audible. And like I said, that was many years ago, but I'm still doing it. One of the books I listened to recently was Eat the Yolks by Liz Wolf. I highly recommend it. To get your free month, go to audible.com/mojo. Now let's talk about tempo runs. A tempo run is a form of speed work. Let's back up and look at the big picture of speed work. Most people think of speed work as something you do on a track. And that's a great way to increase your speed, but that's shorter speed work. Just as important are tempo runs, which are longer and, of course, slower since they're longer. The thing is, actually, that's not the only reason they're slower. They're slower because they're meant to increase your speed in a whole different way. And I'll get into that in just a minute. If you're working with a coach or have worked with a coach, or if you've trained using one of the popular online schedules, then you probably are or have done tempo runs, but you might not have realized that's what they're called. A tempo run generally refers to a medium distance run, say 5 to 8 miles, that's run at a hard pace, a challenging pace, but not a pace that's uncomfortably hard. You'll be pushing yourself beyond your conversational running pace, though. So let's say you're doing it alongside somebody else, you could actually have somewhat of a conversation, but it wouldn't be a comfortable one. You could exchange a few words, probably. A tempo run is meant to raise your lactate threshold. So you may hear it referred to as an LT run for lactate threshold or just a threshold run. This may sound complicated or advanced, but it's not really. If you've been running long, particularly if you've done much racing, you're quite familiar with your lactate threshold, even if you didn't know what to call it. Have you ever run hard and fast, or just hard, and after a little while felt like everything was starting to really hurt in your muscles and slowed down and discovered that it felt a little bit better? Yeah, well, that was your lactate threshold. When you get to your lactate threshold, your muscles really start to ache. It's when you push your muscles to the point that lactate builds up, and that's your lactate or anaerobic threshold. With training, you can raise your threshold, enabling you to run harder for longer. There are multiple ways to do a tempo run, but they're all similar. If you're working with a coach, she or he will tell you how to do it and may say a tempo run is a run done such and such a way. Like I said, all of them are about the same. How long they are, what pace you should do it, will depend on who you are. I will provide here an explanation of a couple of ways to do it. They're all tempo runs, and they're all effective at improving your speed by raising your LT. The pace and the distance will be determined by your current fitness level, your current speed, and the race distance for which you're training. You could do a tempo run on a track, but most people don't. These longer distance runs are better done on a trail or a quiet, safe street. All tempo runs must begin with a good warm-up if they're to be effective, and that warm-up should be at least 10 minutes. Then you push yourself at a pace that is hard, say 10 to 20 seconds per mile over your 10K pace is usually about right, or approximately half marathon pace for you. And you do that for about 15 to 25 minutes, and some more advanced runners might actually do it for 40 minutes or even further at that tempo pace. Anyone can benefit from incorporating tempo runs into their training regimen, but the pace and distance must be unique to the individual. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a tempo run because the pace must be just below that individual runner's lactate threshold for it to be effective. Most coaches will have their runners gradually increase the pace, hold it for a couple of miles or for a few miles, and then gradually back it off again. Like other training runs in your toolkit, you can and should tweak your tempo runs as you get closer and closer to your goal race. If your race is a 5K or 10K, then you'll shorten your tempo runs and run them at a faster pace as you approach your goal race. Any runner could improve with tempo runs, except I would not advise it for new runners. If you've only been running a couple of months, then you're better off focusing on building endurance, working on your form, getting stronger, until you can run at least, I would say, 8 miles nonstop at an easy pace. I would say, if you can do that, you're ready to start adding in some tempo runs if you so choose. However, before undertaking tempo runs, I would first incorporate fartleks into your workouts for a few weeks. That is always the first form of speed work I recommend. If you're not familiar with fartleks, and by the way, that's spelled F-A-R-T-L-E-K-S, I talk about them in podcast number 9, Easing into Speed Work. That's it. But remember, it's not all about speed. Never let your motivation for a PR control your running and prevent you from enjoying your sport. Staying healthy and having fun, that's what matters. I think the right attitude about speed should be that it's like a game. We want to win, but I don't mean win the race. I mean do better than before. That's a win. But we know we won't always do that. We won't get a better time each time. Most of our races, we go out there and do our best, and there's plenty of satisfaction in that. I call that a win. If you want to get faster, start with building your weekly mileage to a minimum of 25 miles per week. Then add fartleks. After that, you may want to add in tempos and track work. But keep in mind that there are many, many ways to get faster. In episode number 8, I offer 15 tips for getting faster besides doing speed work. Things like jumping rope, doing hill repeats, adding more strength training, increasing cadence, spinning, cycling, losing a few pounds, improving nutrition, even deep tissue massage. Yes, that can make a huge difference. And getting more rest can make an even bigger difference as well. Never forget the importance of rest. If your goal is to get faster, you have plenty of options. Now, today's quote. Be mindful of how you approach time. Watching the clock is not the same as watching the sunrise. That's from Sophia Bedford Pierce.